Let's improve upon that last example a bit further. This time, rather than using the alert function, which creates a window that varies aesthetically from browser to browser, let's instead embed the latest stock price inside of my page itself, that is, inside of the page's DOM. Notice here, in ajax2.html, I've added an additional line that specifies price colon followed by a span, which is sort of like a division of the page, but it doesn't break onto a new line. And that span has an ID attribute whose value is price, and some default text inside of these open and close tags that simply says to be determined. Meanwhile, up here in my page's head, I have a script tag as before. I construct a URL to quote.php, passing in a symbol as an HTTP get parameter, and I call jQuery's getJSON function as before. But the line of code that I'm now going to write when I receive the data from quote.php as a JSON object is $ quote unquote pound price, thereby specifying that I'd like to get the element from my DOM whose unique identifier is price, and I'd like to then call a function or method inside of that called HTML, which says update the HTML of that element to be, in this case, data.price. Let's now save the file and open this page in my browser. http://localhost/ajax2.html. There's that same form, but this time with a price beneath it. Let's type in a symbol like FB for Facebook and type get quote. And rather than see an alert window this time, we instead see in my page's DOM, Facebook's latest stock price.